Ce be une folie.
Morning. A bit amateurish, but who's in the flying plane? Sunday, the 13th of June. Rabbi Borat Dolosky, the prisoner and the flying plan.
Good morning. The Prisoner and the Frying Pan is not the name of a book or a film, unless anybody is planning to do something with today's shiur. It's a reference to a shaila that I was asked a few weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael. Someone calls up, and unfortunately he's languishing in a jail in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not exactly being treated to five-star hotel service, and he decided to try and up his living standards. So with a small amount of earnings that he had, he managed to buy for himself a frying pan in order to improve his meal standards. The problem was, after having bought the frying pan, he discovered that the frying pan was not manufactured in Eretz Yisrael. It was produced in Chutz La'aretz and therefore needs Tevilas Kelim. And that's why he was calling. There was obviously no mikveh kelim in the prison. And he spoke to the chaplain of the jail, and there's no way b'shum ponim v'ofen that he was willing or able to take the frying pan out of the jail to take it elsewhere. So, nafshei b'sheilosoi, what does he do? What does he do? Is there anything, does he have an eitzah? Is he allowed to eat using this frying pan? Is he not allowed to eat? That became the shaila. Now, this shaila was a very, very commonly asked shaila in slightly different circumstances, but the yesoid was very similar, and this was Pesach time, not the previous Pesach, but almost a year and a half ago, just on the outbreak of Corona. So I live in Bet Shemesh and Ramat Bet Shemesh Gimel, where there are hundreds of young families who, without or with very little notice, suddenly found themselves having to make Pesach for the first year. Nobody was going anywhere. So everybody went out and bought big sets of Pesach kelim, and then the mikvahs, all the kelim mikvahs, were shut down. So now they find themselves a week before Pesach having to make Pesach for the first time with brand new kelim, with no ability to go and tovel them. So in theory, you could go to the Yam, to the sea, to tovel them there. So that's maybe one area of distinction between the shaila that we're discussing and this particular shaila. But either way, the yesoid was the same. The yesoid was the same. And therefore, this was the shaila that he called to ask. He's sitting in jail. He's bought this frying pan. There is no mikveh kelim at all. Does he have an eitzah? And again, as I mentioned, many asked this shaila when it came to Corona. In fact, many people, I remember, came doing Mechiras Chometz. They said, I'd like to sell my Chometz and also a whole set of new crockery and cutlery, sell it all to the goy, and will this help us with regard to Tevilas Kelim? So I said, I'm doing Mechiras Chometz, not Mechiras Kelim. But that's the big question. What is the Eitzah, or is there an Eitzah? So as we know, the halacha of Tevilas Kelim, the source of which is Parshas Matos, when they came back from Melchemes Midyon, and the Torah writes, Kol dovar asher yovoi bo'esh, taviru bo'esh, anything that has been used, a clay su'uda, that has been used with fire, different types of fire, bishel and tzli, that's not our discussion, needs a kashrus process, whether it's hagola or libun, and then the Torah adds one word, and it says, v'toher, v'toher. And the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah explains, based on a Mishnah there, v'toher is an additional halacha. Pashtus, unrelated completely to Agolas Kelim. And this is the halacha of Tvilas Kelim. Tvilas Kelim, and the Lashon of the Mishnah there, the end of Avodah Zarah, halokeach klei tashmish min ha'ovdei kichavim. If somebody buys a klei tashmish, which the Gemara explains is a klei suda from a goy, es shedarkoi lahatbil yatbil, that which is normally used only in cold conditions, meaning it has no blios, does not need to be kashered as in hagola or libun, but it does need to be tabled. And the Gemara says, minoha memili, and the Gemara brings this pasuk because it says, v'toher hoisif lecho hakosuv tahara acheres. In addition to hagolas kelim, or libun of kelim, which is pashtus, a different subject to extract the blios, but there's also the concept of tevilas kelim. And the Gemara famously tells us in Yerushalmi that the issue, the concept of tevilas kelim, is as the kli leaves the Rishus of the Goy, and now enters the Rishus of the Yid, Lefi sheyotsu mitumas ha-Goy, v'nichnasu l'kedushas Yisrael, which is a whole subject in its own right. Just a couple of weeks ago I was asked a shayla by a Ger Tzedek, who, fascinatingly, he has now made the switch from becoming a Goy to a Yid, but his Kelim haven't. Does he have to do Tvilas Kelim? In the normal case, the Goy is the Goy, and the Yid is the Yid. The Kli has made the switch. It's left the Roshus of the Goy and become entered, Nichnas L'Kedushas Yisrael. Here, that's the same fork and the same spoon, but the person has changed. Does that need Tevilas Kelim? But either way, this is the Yisoid of Tevilas Kelim. Now, if the Gemara derives it from a Pasuk, then L'Choyre, that would clearly indicate that Tevilas Kelim is a Deiraisa. And Rashi says so quite clearly, in the sugya there, hoil the gezeira sakosov. It's a gezeira sakosov. Tvilas kelim is a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv do'iraisa. And this is the opinion of almost all Rishonim. Although the Ramban disagrees, but the majority opinion of Rishonim is that tvilas kelim is do'iraisa. And there are a number of proofs in the Shulchan Aruch that tvilas kelim is do'iraisa. Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't spell out in any particular place that it is deraisa, but if you learn the Shulchan Aruch well, for example, there is one particular shayla, we won't go into the details now, the Gemara has a discussion, does it need tevilas kelim, or it does not? Oh, sugya of a mashkin, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins lahachmer. The Shulchan Aruch paskins lahachmer, and the poskim explain, this is a clear proof that tevilas kelim must be do'iraisa, and therefore because it's a sofik in the Gemara, sofik do'iraisa lahachmi. Were it to be a drabonon, sofik drabonon lakula. There are other proofs in the Shulchan Aruch, like about the ne'emonus of a cotton. Can you give a young child to tovel a kli? The Shulchan Aruch says you cannot, and the poskim say because tevilas kelim is a deraisa, cotton has no ne'emonus on a deraisa, etc. So there are a number of proofs, and this is what we paskin, very important to know, at least on metallic kelim, not on glass kelim. Glass are also mukhi, but only midrabonon. But if it's made from metal, then the chiyav of tzvilas kelim is do'iraisa. This is, as I mentioned, the majority opinion in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskin that way. So the big shayla becomes, we have a number of mitzvahs that could, in theory, be compared to Tvilas Kelim, but we'll see there's really two types. And we need to now explain and investigate which type is Tvilas Kelim. So, for example, if somebody wants to eat an animal, he has to shecht it. There is a mitzvah do'iraisa of shechita. The mitzvah of do'iraisa of shechita is more than just a fulfillment of the mitzvah. It actually permits you to eat the animal. Without it, there's an issa do'iraisa to eat the animal. So it's not, quote unquote, just a mitzvah. It's mati the issa. It's an issa do'iraisa to eat without shechita. If you have tavua, from which you need to be mafresh truma, there is a kiyum mitzvah do'iraisa to be mafresh truma. But without it, the food is tevel, is osa do'iraisa to eat. So that's one type of mitzvah. But we have another type, for example, putting a mezuzah. You want to live in the house, you have to put in a mezuzah. Me'ikar adin, if you don't put the mezuzah on the door, it's not osa to live in the house. And this is a very important shaila. And I had this shaila. Somebody who discovers that his mezuzah has fallen off on Shabbos. L'chayiretz and Issa da'iraisa to put the mezuzah back. A shaila of boina. So what does he do now? He can't enter his house. I once got a very late night phone call. I gave my mezuzahs into a gemach to be checked. And I had a chasna. By the time I got back, it's 2 o'clock in the morning or very, very late at night. I can't call him back. I've got no mezuzahs in my house. Am I allowed to sleep in the house? Me'ikr ha'din. It's mutter. It's not like shechita where the animal is b'cheftza macholos asurois until such point that you shecht it. Or tvua, which is tevel, until such point you mafresh truma. If you don't put up a mezuzah, you're mevatel a mitzvah, there's no question about it. But the house doesn't become, as it were, macholos asurois. If somebody does not build a ma'ake, where he must build a ma'ake, he's mevatel a mitzvah, no shaila about it. But does that mean he can't enter his house, he can't live there? There's no issa in the Torah to live in a bayis beloi mezuzah or beloi ma'akeh. Famously, Mordechai in Hilchos Tzitzis, if somebody has a beged without tzitzis. So of course, if it's Arba Kamfois, he has to put on tzitzis, and if he doesn't, he's mevatel a mitzvah. But there's no issa, there's no aveira to wear a beged without tzitzis. One shouldn't do so, obviously, because you're mevatel a mitzvah. But there's not an issa. The tzitzis is not matir the beged. So the question, therefore, becomes, if there really are these two types of mitzvahs, you have the shechita and the hafroshas truma on the one hand, you have kviyas mezuzah and tzitzis on the other, what about tvilas kelim? There is a mitzvah, as we've explained, do'i reisa to toivel the kli. So obviously, that's not up for discussion. If somebody decides I'm going to eat from the kli without being toivel the kli, that's not up for negotiation. The question is there an issa? Is the tvilas kli, is it matin issa? Is there an issa to use the kli? Not, is it not allowed? Of course it's not allowed because you mevatel the mitzvah. It's the same as not being mekayim lulav or shofar. But is there an issa hishtamshus on a kli which is not used, or perhaps not. Essentially, it's like a kviyas mezuzah. That's what the Torah wants, and if you don't do it, you mevatel a mitzvah, but there's no issa hishtamshus. And we'll see in a moment, there's very, very important practical nafka minas lahalocha. Lemaisa, the majority opinion of Rishonim, although there is a minority opinion, the Piskei Reit, who says, no, there's no issa hishtamshus. There's a mitzvah, that's what the Torah wants you to do. But if you use the kli without having toiveled it, you're not ever an aveira. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you shall not use a kli that has not been toiveled. It's a mitzvah, so you have to makayim it. But that's not the way that most opinions in the Rishonim, the majority opinion, the Rambam, the Rabban Shilters, say quite clearly there is an issa to use a kli as long as it hasn't been toiveled. Absolute issa. Absolute issa. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Halekeach kli tashmish suda min hagoy, matbilon b'mei mikveh, you toivel the kli in the mei mikveh, v'achar kach, and only then, you mutorin le'achol b'em. Only then is it permissible to eat from it. Quite clearly, muchach in the Rambam, that until that point, there's an issa. There's an issa gomel. This is, as I mentioned, the opinion of most Rishonim, the Tor Paskins this way, and the Shulchan Aruch says so quite clearly. Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Kuf Chof says, besides for the fact there is a mitzvah to toivel the kli, but as long as you haven't done so, it is as if the kli is macholos asuros. It's out of bounds. It's an issa hishtamshus on a kli which has not been toiveled. It is important to point out, the Shulchan Aruch says so quite clearly, the Ramah, it does not, however, assa the food. It's not like hagolas kelim. If somebody cooks food in a tray for kli, then you could be in problem. The food, if the kli had been yoimoy, etc., could issue blias into the food. But with regard to tvilas kelim, it does not assa the food. I remember having a shaila once on Leil Tubishvat. Somebody called and I could hardly hear him. He's whispering very quietly. I said, could you speak a little bit loudly? I can hardly hear you. He said, I can't really because my wife might hear. He was in Shana Rishonah. He just got married. He came back from Koyla Leil Tubishvat, and his wife has made a whole Tubishvat display with fruit, and she's put it in a vase, in a flower vase. He says, but the flower vase hasn't been toiveled, and I don't have the heart to tell my wife that all her work was for nothing. So I said, number one, the food is not osa, it's 100% fine. Besides with the fact that Pashas Vaz is Bechlal, not a Klei Suda, doesn't need Tvila, but either way, it doesn't ask for the food. Even if it would be, if somebody by mistake, the Poskim say, for this reason, you should not leave Kalim lying around in the house that haven't been tovled, because you might indeed use them. But if you do use them, the food does not become awesome. So I'll call upon him, Tvilas Kalim is a Chiyuv Deiraisa, and the majority opinion, and this is what we pass in Halacha, is that there is an Issa, Hishtamshus, you're not allowed to use the kli as long as it's not being tovled. Now, here comes the big chiddush. If you look in the Rambam, Nilchas Macholes Asuros, the Rambam says the following. He says, there is a halacha of Tvilas Kalim. And he throws in the middle, a loshen that Midivrei Seifrim. Midivrei Seifrim is almost always a reference to the fact that there's an Issa Midrabbanan. Issa Midrabbanan. And yet the Rambam himself continues and says, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu, there's a Maseiras Halacha L'Moshe, in the very same Rambam that he's talking about Tvilas Kalim, there seems to be a contradiction, an inherent contradiction. Are we dealing with a Halacha that is Do'iraisa or Derabbanan? In the very same phrase, Va'achakach Yutru La'achila V'shtia, once you've tovled the Kalim, then it'll be Mutter Midivrei Seifrim. So the whole concept sounds like it's just Drabonon, and then he quotes the Pasuk and says, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu. So the Achreinim are very troubled by this Rambam. What's going on? Is Tvilas Kelim Doiraisa or Drabonon? There seems to be a stira in the Rambam. And here we come to the Chiddush Godoil of the Yeshua's Yaakov. The Yeshua's Yaakov in Yerideh Simon Kuf Chof says, if you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see there's absolutely no contradiction whatsoever. Tvilas Kalim is a Doiraisa. No question about it, Bedasa Rambam, says the Yeshua's Yaakov. But the Issa, to use the Kli prior to the Tvila, that's only Osa Midrabbanan. That is only Osa Midrabbanan. And that's a very big Chiddush. As we mentioned before, if somebody has Tvua, for which he has to be Mafresh Truma, there's a mitzvah Doiraisa to be Mafresh Truma, and if he doesn't, it's osa to eat that. It's osa minatayr. It's not osa midrabbanon. L'chayr, it's two halves of one coin. If you don't shecht an animal, besides for the fact you're mevatel a mitzvah, if you eat it, you're over an issa doiraisa. Says the Yeshua's Yaakov in Tvilas Kalim, there is a middle ground over here. There is a mitzvah doiraisa, it's true. But min ha-toyrah, there is no issa to use the kli. That's only an issa midivrei seifrim. That's only Osir Midrabbanan. That's only Osir Midrabbanan. And L'chayr, there's a raya from the Shulchan Aruch to this Yeshua's Yaakov and the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha says so quite clearly. What happens on Shabbos if you have a kli which has not been tovled and you like to use this kli, not to cook in obviously, but to serve food in? Are you allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinchov Gimel brings two opinions. The first opinion, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says him like one opinion, that seems to be the Ikka Deya, says there's no problem. Which Issa is? There's no Issa to Tevel Akli. I was putting it in the water and taking it out. But he says that Yesh Oimrim, that no, there is an Issa. Because it's a type of Tikkun. Tikkun Mona. It's not a Deiraisa, obviously, but it's a Tikkun Mona. Shulchan Aruch says it's Muta V'Yesh Oisrim. V'Yesh Oisrim. And we'll see in a moment what the final hachra of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, a Yore Shamayim, and he gives us an Eitzah, which will be relevant, Bezos Hashem, to our Shaila. But if the Shulchan Aruch says that essentially you're allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos, you're allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos, that's the first opinion. So it seemed to be that that's the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch really holds of. And the Mishnah Berurah there, the Bi'ah Halacha, explains, he doesn't quote the Yeshua's Yaakov, but he's going with this Yisoid, and he says, it's true Tvilas Kalim is a mitzvah doiraisa, but the Issa to use the kli is only midrabbanon, which means the kli is not inherently osa. It's not macholes asurais. Therefore, when you now have toiveled it, it cannot be considered a tikkun. If you have an animal, if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, besides for shechita, one would have to discuss, would it be a tikkun? Now, it's not tikkun mona because an animal is not a kli. But kashering a kli might be a different subject. But toivling a kli, because the whole issa to use the kli is only midrabbanon, means the kli inherently is not macholis asuris. So if you've toivled a kli, that's not called a tikkun of the mona. The kli has not become rectified because there was nothing, quite frankly, wrong with it in the first place. Chazal said you shouldn't use it, but it wasn't an inherent issa. So that would seem to be going with the chiddush of the Yeshua's Yaakov.
What's the halacha about taking shoes and lashes and shalos?
So there will be a tikkun. There's definitely a tikkun.
Midrabbanon. Midrabbanon as well?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I'm saying, you're saying that the whole point of when you claim the kli is midrabbanon.
But the difference is because...
But Trumas and Mises also in Drabon.
No, because Trumas and Mises is deraisa. Without it, it's tevel deraisa. So the food is essentially offset. It's macholis asuris.
Nowadays, it's Drabon.
So, where it would be different nowadays is a different discussion because it's biyasoidei deraisa. It's biyasoidei tevel. Now it's maybe become a Drabon. But Tvilas Kelim was never a deraisa. Therefore, you're not rectifying, you haven't converted the kli. If I have an oichel, which is tevel, and it's now non tevel, I've converted it, I've made it something different.
What is the kli before the tevila?
So if you say it's only osim midrabbana, it means the kli essentially...
What is this? Tome? Is it not tome?
No, it's not a tome. It's not a tome. But there's an issa to use it midrabbana. Midrabbana. And we'll explain. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach explains in a tshuva. And he was asked a shaila, which is a common shaila. And this again has relevance to the shaila we're discussing. If somebody finds themselves in someone else's home and the kelim haven't been tabled. There's a shayla I've been asked on many occasions. Somebody calls up from a chasm. Somebody calls up from a restaurant. Somebody calls up, I'm in my non-frum parents' home. And I've suddenly realized the kelim haven't been tabled, so what do I do now? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is discussing this shayla and he explains, min ha-toira, tvilas kelim is essentially like kvias mezuzah. That's a mitzvah ha-toira. There's a mitzvah deraisa, but it doesn't render the kli essentially osa to use. So why did Chazal make it osa? If the Torah says it's not osa, why did Chazal have to intervene and say, no, but it is osa after all? He said, Chazal are just providing an incentive for you to be mekayim the mitzvah. Meaning, if you know that you will not be able, you will not be able to be mishtamish with this kli, unless I tevel it, you'll have extra incentive to mekayim the mitzvah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a gewaldige chiddush. It means the issa is only instituted by Chazal to be mechazek, the mitzvah of tefilas kelim. So he asks, for example, what would be Rachman al-Islam, somebody who's an oini? Is an oini. He's waiting for the kavura of one of the shiva kravim. He's potter from mitzvahs. He's potter from mitzvahs. So he's got a kli which is not tabled. He doesn't have a mitzvah of tefilas kelim. But 1 second. Maybe he's not allowed to use the kli nonetheless because there's an issa. An oinin has a ptur from mitzvahs. You can't go around being over averas. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a phenomenal chiddush. The issa here is not an issa min ha-Torah. It's an issa which has been instituted by Chazal in order to provide you an incentive to go and be mekayim the mitzvah. But if I don't have the mitzvah, then there'll be no issa either. So he passed them, therefore an oinin will be able to use the kli even if it hasn't been tabled. A very similar shaila, Rav Shlomo Zalman says exactly the same, in fact it's in the same tshuva. An oinein, as we know, eats b'loi bracha. In the first Mishnah, an oinein eats food without a bracha. Why is he b'loi bracha? Because he's potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. So Rav Shlomo Zalman asks. Zalman says, an oinin who's allowed to eat b'loi bracha, is allowed to eat b'loi bracha. 1 second, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha, but there's an issa to eat food b'loi bracha. Osa le'honez b'loilem azeh b'loi bracha, an oinin can't be over an avera. So he explains the same aside. You have a food, an apple without a bracha. There's an issa, it's not macholis asuris. Chazal made an issa to eat it in order to provide you an incentive to go and make the bracha. If you're potter from the mitzvah, then you have no issa. Mamela, we're going to run out of time, but Mamela of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Tshuva is discussing similar shailas to the ones that we're discussing, and says, therefore, if you're in a situation where you cannot tovel the kli, so you're an oinus. And an oinus is potter from mitzvahs, but an oinus doesn't exempt you from doing aveiras. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, but if the aveira is not an aveira essentially, it's not macholis asuras, the aveira, the issa, quote unquote, was the takona of Chazal to mechazik the mitzvah. If there is no mitzvah, he there declares the halacha. It could be there if you end up in a restaurant or a hotel, which is a whole discussion whether it needs to be laskeim. But let's say it does. If you're an oinus, it's not possible for you to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Chazal never intervened. Again, if tvilas kelim would be a deiraisa and the issa hishtamshus would be a deiraisa as well, nobody in the world is going to say, if you're an oinus, I don't have a shechita knife. I don't have a shechita knife, so I can't shechita, you're an oinus. So you don't have to eat the animal. Chas v'shalom. You can't be over an aveira by oinus. But over here, there is no aveira essentially. There is no aveira essentially. It's just a chiyav midrabbonon, an issa hishtamshus midrabbonon, as Yeshua's Yaakov learned in the Rambam. And it's only there to support the mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, Neras ayusayid nafal abinyan. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's tshuva. So al koponim, let's come back to our shaila. I remember discussing with my great Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Ulman Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, and he said it's true, the Yeshua's Yaakov, his famous chiddush, it's mevu in the bi'alocha, but he said to me, it's agris a chiddush, the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is nishtazi. The pashtus is, and I heard this from my other great Rebbe Rav Nosson Kopshitz as well, Abdul Ben Chaim L'Chaim, that essentially one definitely has to be choishesh that the issa hishtamshus is an issa d'iraisa. It's true, Shuz Yaakov learned in the Rambam not that way, with the nafkaminas of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach being in place. But one definitely has to be choishesh that it could be there's an issa hishtamshus d'iraisa. In which case, if somebody has an oinus, he can't do tvilas kelim, we're stuck. So our good friend sitting in jail who's got this frying pan and he doesn't know what to do because he can't table it. All the hundreds of families who had to make Pesach and they bought their kelim and all the mikvois have been closed down. So they're oinus. Oinus gomor, no question about it. But that would not be matter you to go and be mishtamish in his kelim. There's an issa d'iraisa. So what do you do? So again, if we would paskan unequivocally that the issa hishtamshus is midrabbonon, then l'chayra, maybe I have an eitzah for this fellow in jail. You're an oinus. Oinus rachmona patra. There's an issa. It's not a real issa. As Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, the issa is to support the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no issa. But I can't paskin that. I can't paskin that because there are definitely opinions who disagree and say it's a deiraisa. It's an issa hishtamshus deiraisa. So l'chayra, therefore, the eitzah hayu'utza would have to be as the Shulchan Aruch himself there in Hilchas Shabbos, as I mentioned, brings two opinions. Can you tovel a kli on Shabbos? Essentially, it should be muta v'yesh machmirim. So the Shulchan Aruch says the Yorei Shomayim can avoid the shayla. He should be makne the kli to a goy, and then borrow it back. You're only chayev tzvilas kelim if the kli arrives in your rashus with a proper kinyan. But if it's borrowed and essentially still belongs to the goy, your potter from Tvilas Kelim, Gemara says to Mufurish, has to be Dumya, the Maisa, the Midyan. So the Shulchan Aruch there in Shin Chof Gimel says, we makne the kli to a goy, and then ask him to borrow it, and now I'm not using my own kli. As we said before, the chiv of Tvilas Kelim is when there's a transfer of ownership. It's nichnas lekedushas Yisrael, but if it's owned by a goy, and it's still sitting very happily under the bailus, the jurisdiction of the goy, and I don't need to tovel it. So l'chayra, that would be the eitzah in our shayla. So Amela, I asked him, this prisoner, I said, are there goyim there in your jail? He said, there are plenty. Amela, that's what you'd have to do. Be makne to them the frying pan, and then borrow it back. Now the frying pan is borrowed. If it's borrowed, so there's no chiv of tzvilas kelim in the first place. With regard to our Corona Shaila last Pesach, that's why people were coming now when they were doing Mechiras Chometz, can I sell my chometz, but can I also sell my new Pesach set? I'll sell that to the goy. And then when I'm using the kli on Pesach, I'm not using my own kli. Now, obviously, everyone can understand, that's more complicated, that shayla, because every person who's doing mechiras chometz with me, how can I guarantee him that the goy who bought his kelim will allow him to borrow it? So that's more complicated. But in our shayla, in the prison shayla, so he'll go to the goy in the prison, can I be makne to this frying pan on condition that you will be willing to lend it back to me? And if you do so, you're not mechiras in tefilas kelim. So that's what I told him at the time, afterwards I checked with Rav Nosson Kopshitz, and he raised the possibility that I saw. He ruled it out, and others also, maybe he should just be mafkir the kli. If he's mafkir the kli, why does he have to send it back to the goy's rishus? Let him be mafkir the kli. If he's mafkir the kli, hefker's not mukhiv in tefilas kelim. But that's a whole discussion, we don't have time for that. If it really became under the ownership, maybe you only become potter if it goes back to the goy, but not if it remains in no man's land. The Shulchan Aruch himself on Shabbos did not suggest this eitzah. Shulchan Aruch is looking for an eitzah. Two shittas can you table on Shabbos? He says, give it to a goy. Why can't I just be mafkrit? So I'll call upon a from the chayla, that would have to be the halacha l'maisa. If he wants to use his frying pan, the only way, eitzah that I can think of, maybe there are others, the only eitzah that I can think of is be maknet to a goy. Ask the goy, now can he borrow it in return? The kli is therefore not mukhuyev in tefilas kelim. And would there be mutter to use? The better eitzah is not to end up in jail.
You must get it and using it, it's not coming back.